this week will be in the Dayton, Ohio area, as we say hello to our listeners on the Classic Country Radio family of stations. Listeners there know well the dairy that's been in the Young family for over 150 years. We'll go there too on this edition of the American Countryside. North of Xenia, Ohio, you'll find a farm with quite a past, present, and future.
Back in 1869, my great-great-grandfather built the Red Barn, and at that time it was a family farm, and he had a cow for milk and a chicken for eggs and a horse to pull the plow.
Ben Young's grandfather made it a dairy farm when he began milking Jersey cows in the early 1900s.
My dad and my two uncles in the 50s, they inherited the farm and had a different vision, and in 1958 they started selling Jersey milk directly to the customer.
But the farm was still small, just 60 acres in size. However, it was quick to grow.
So we started Young's Jersey Dairy in 1958 selling milk. In the 60s, got into the ice cream business. In the 70s, the bakery business. In the 80s, the restaurant business.
Then miniature golf, a driving range, pumpkin patch, hay rides, and much more. However, the farm is still the core of this business.
We milk 30 Jersey cows twice a day. And some of the cows, actually, you can trace their lineage back to some of the original cows we had here in the 50s. But at this time, we use all of our Jersey milk to make cheese. We started making cheese in 2009.
But with so much going on at Young's, we still haven't discussed what perhaps put this place on the map. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Yellow Springs, Ohio. I'm Andrew McCrae.